Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. Who doesn't? Dave Cohen in for Scoot. Scoot will be back real soon. Forbes today released its annual list of wealthiest people in the United States. Top five, Elon Musk, worth $244 billion. Jeff Bezos, $197 billion. If I had just acted on that idea, maybe I'd be there with Jeff Bezos. Mark Zuckerberg at $181 billion. Larry Ellison at $175 billion. And rounding up the top five, Warren Buffett at $150 billion. Chad Peterson Withorn is the senior editor at Forbes and joins us now on the live line. Hey, Chase, how you doing? Chase Peterson Withorn.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. And this is a big day every year at Forbes when you release this list. Any big changes this year before we get into the Louisiana portion of the list that you wanted to note when you put out the list of the 400 wealthiest Americans?
Yeah. So the big takeaway is that the richest people in America are richer than ever by far. As a group, the 400 richest Americans are worth $5.4 trillion, and they're $1 trillion richer than they were a year ago. And it takes more money than ever to make the Forbes 400 list. You have to have at least $3.3 billion, so it's not an easy list to make.
The rich do get richer, huh? Regardless of what's going on in the economy, regardless of who's in the White House, and regardless of everything else, it would seem, if you're telling me the 400 wealthiest people increased their value that much over the last 12 months. Yeah. All right. Well, three of the people on that list are from right here in Louisiana. What can you tell us about the Louisianians on the Forbes 400?
Yeah. So, there are three billionaires from, who live in Louisiana on the Forbes 400 list. The richest is Todd Graves, who is the founder of Raising Cane's, the fried chicken fast food chain. He's worth $9.5 billion.
That's
and it's
a
his
lot.
First year on the Forbes 400.
Yeah, he increased his value a whole lot.
Yeah, that's one of the fastest growing chains in America, and he's doing very, very well right now.
All right, $9.5 billion self-made Todd Graves is worth. All right, who else from Louisiana is on the list?
Yeah, so $2.5 billion poorer, but still very rich, is Bill Goldring of the Sazerac Company. They own something like 500 spirits brands, everything from Fireball to Southern Comfort to Pappy Van Winkle and George T. Stagg. And, you know, from the bottom shelf to the top shelf. He's worth $7 billion. And then rounding out the three Louisiana billionaires is Gail Benson, who's worth $6.6 billion. You know, she owns the Saints and the Pelicans and inherited the teams from Tom Benson when he died in 2018.
Where does that put each of them on the list in terms of ranking in the top 400?
Yeah, so Todd Graves is 107th richest person in America. So $9.5 billion. There's 106 people in line ahead of you.
I'd be happy to be in that place in the line. Trust me, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll take 108 even. It's fine. Yeah, Bill Goldring is at 169, and then Gail Benson is the 191st richest person in America. So they're all in the top half of the Forbes 400.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but they all increased their worth over the last year since your list came out last year. So, yep, the rich do keep getting richer. We talked about Todd Graves, owner of Raising Cane's, and his first year on the list, he skyrocketed up. I mean, he passed up almost 300 other people in 1 year. He's self-made. You know, he had this idea, and he wouldn't let it go back in the 1990s. Even though he was told by his professor at LSU that it was a lousy idea, even though he couldn't get a single bank to finance it, he didn't care. He went to work, what, as a salmon fisher, as a boiler maker, whatever he could do to make money so that he could get enough capital to start Raising Cane's. And now he's got, what, 800 locations in some 40 states. How does that compare to the others on the list in terms of being self-made versus getting their money either from their family or inheritance or something like that?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, so first I would say I think those bankers probably regret not giving them the money. They might have done very, very well for themselves. But, yeah, Todd Graves is indeed self-made, and he's, believe it or not, the list of the richest Americans is overwhelmingly self-made. So maybe not everybody went to as extreme lengths as Todd Graves to, you know, become a salmon fisher and, you know, do all of the things that he did to scrape together the money and, you know, paint and, you know, put up, you know, the first, you know, location himself and all of that. But something like 2/3 of the Forbes 400 is really self-made, you know, meaning that they didn't inherit their great fortune. But obviously, you know, people travel farther than others to the list. Some were self-made, but their, you know, family, you know, might have been a son of a doctor or a prominent lawyer or something like that. And others, you know, might have, you know, not had running electricity or something when they were growing up. So it's a pretty all-encompassing term, self-made. But the vast majority of the really rich people in America did not just, you know, get an inheritance.
Right, but they may have had wealthy or influential friends or family members who were able to get them off the ground rather than having to go work on a ship off the Alaskan coast to make their money.
Yep.
You talked about William Goldring and a few of the alcohols that most of us have probably tasted. Some we probably have not because they're too expensive per bottle. But how do you turn booze into a multi-billion-dollar empire like he did?
Yeah, so, you know, food and beverage is, I think, the third most popular industry on the Forbes 400. So, you know, most of the people make their money in finance or investments, you know, investing on Wall Street, private equity, hedge funds, things like that. And then a lot of the others make their money in tech. But you can make a lot of money, you know, feeding people what they're hungry for and serving people what they're happy to be drinking. And Bill Goldring definitely has done that. So, you know, his father was an alcohol distributor. He basically took that business and expanded it heavily. You know, he bought a bunch of brands from Seagram's and has sort of just, I think the biggest driver is definitely the huge increase in the popularity of Fireball. So that's, you know, great marketing and great pricing and, you know, just great, you know, retail strategy. So you can make a lot of money, you know, pouring out a shot for everybody.
Yeah, apparently you can make $7 billion doing that, or at least have a yeah. net worth of $7 billion. And it probably didn't hurt that you had a huge song named Fireball that was also very successful about the same time.
Definitely.
By Pitbull. So I'll give Pitbull some of the credit. Gail Benson inherited her riches, and I guess that's she's in company with about, what you said, about a third of the others on the Forbes 400?
Yeah, that's right. About a third inherited their fortune. And that third is kind of split almost in half between people like Goldring, you know, who inherited a smaller business and made it a very large business. And then other people who aren't actively working to increase their fortune. So they're maybe not sitting on the boards or running the companies that, you know, made them wealthy. Maybe they're involved philanthropically, you know, or something like that. And so Gail Benson is sort of in the inherited category. You know, her late husband, Tom Benson, was an auto dealer, magnate, real estate investor, you know, bought into the NFL and the NBA at a very opportune time, which I guess for NFL and NBA owners, that's any time in the past. You pretty much you pretty much can't go wrong investing in an NBA or an NFL team. And so Gail Benson owns the teams now and is definitely benefiting from the huge increase in the value of pro sports teams.
Yeah, it seems pro sports teams are one of the things that never really lose value. At least the leagues don't. I mean, we've seen some teams have to move cities to try and stay what they consider most profitable. But by and large, yeah, if you can be one of those owners, that's a pretty good way to get your riches.
It's the best. It's better than being on the field or on the court.
I'm guessing all of the NFL. I'm guessing, if not all, nearly all of the NFL owners are on the list.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are some teams that are owned by families, and of course, the Packers, you know, are
publicly owned,
you know. But by and large, if you're a controlling owner of a sports team, particularly an NFL team, you're a multi-billionaire almost certainly.
Chase Peterson Withorn, senior editor at Forbes. Anything else you want to share with our audience on this day that the Forbes 400 is online and in your magazines?
No, I would just say, you know, check it out. There's a lot of, it's a huge investigative project that takes many, many months for many, many reporters to dig into the numbers that people sometimes don't want you to see. And, you know, there's a lot out there. These 400 people are all very, very interesting.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. How much do you get response, in quotes, from some of the people on this list? You would think it's a great honor to be on the list, but do you find some of these multi-billionaires aren't real happy when the Forbes 400 comes out?
Yeah, definitely. It's a wide spectrum, I would say. There are people who would very much rather be off the list and would do just about anything to get off. And there are people who are really desperate to be on the list and would do just about anything to try to get on. And most people are definitely somewhere in between and, you know, might help out a little bit, might have some interest in it. Certainly don't want it to look like they have any interest in it, but they might more than they might be willing to admit. But yeah, I mean, you've got everything from, you know, the people like Donald Trump who have spent their whole career trying very hard to be on the list and as high as possible. And you've got a lot of others who have, you know, they'll offer to give you a job or something if you'll take them off.
They just don't want people to know that they want to be that wealthy. They just don't want people to know about it.
Yeah, you almost can't put a price on being able to walk down the street.
I hope one day I know. Thank you, Chase. We sure appreciate you joining us here on WWLForbes.com. Go buy it on your newsstands, and we got a link at WWL.com. Thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, three Louisianians are multi-billionaires and are on the Forbes 400 list out today. You ever have an idea you think could have put you on that list, but you didn't act on it or you couldn't act on it? I'm an idea guy, so I think I've had lots of ideas that could have made me stupid wealthy. But one in particular that really nags at me, that about 25 years ago, as soon as you say it out loud, it's too late, right? As soon as you tell one person. But I'll tell you that story coming up next, about the day my wife called me and I came up with this brilliant idea and I told it to her, but we never did anything about it. And now I really wish I would have. Coco and James, hang on. Your calls are up next. And everyone else, you want to talk about this? Call me, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And tell me your idea that you should have acted on but didn't. And we'll also continue talking about the striking dock workers. And do they deserve, should they be able to require, and does it make sense for them to demand that robots not take their jobs? Or is that something that is just a natural evolution? You can talk about that. We can talk about the vice presidential debate or anything else you want here in the final hour of the Scoot Show. I'm Dave Cohen, back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.